Throughout his career, Picasso continually experimented with materials, styles, techniques, and subject matter. Though he is mostly recognized for his painterly innovations, particularly in the development of Cubism's fractured visual space, he was also an expert sculptor who worked across a diverse range of materials, including clay, plaster, paper and card, metal, and found objects. This sculpture of a goat was made in 1950, when Picasso was 69 years old. At this time, he became interested in making sculptures assembled from parts disassociated from their original function, creating new meanings and visual forms from recognizable objects. To produce the goat, a plaster mold was constructed around an assemblage of found objects in order to cast the sculpture in bronze. The spine of the goat was made from the frond of a palm tree, whose spiky leaves give the sense of the goat's ribs. A wicker basket forms the belly, and scraps of wood and metal are cut and folded and shaped to make the other body parts. The result is a sculpture that, while immediately recognizable to the viewer, continues to surprise and amuse as the partially hidden traces of the sculptor's materials are discovered. Both lively and playful in character, perhaps the goat reflects Picasso's role as a new father, with the birth of his son Claude in 1947 and daughter Paloma in 1949.